Ninth week, fifth day, faith and the mountain. Where two or three come together and symphonize, agree comes from the word symphonize, asking anything in his name, their prayers will be answered, even to the extent of lifting a mountain and casting it into the sea. And remember, that mountain of hate and fear are as gigantic and apparently immovable as rock and soil. The physical and spiritual realms in the past, considered so far apart, are alike in all important respects. For instance, the smaller and more invisible a thing is, the more powerful it can be. And the more completely and harmoniously the invisible elements unite with each other, the greater the power released from their union. Compare the infinitesimal uranium atom with a gigantic rocky mountain. One does not ever appear to the naked eye, while the other appears massively before us. Yet the energies within the atom could blast a mountain away. The world of science knows about the power of invisible elements. Does the world of religion know it as well? Scientists have unwavering faith in the laws of physical forces, such as the law of gravity, the law of the tides, the law of electricity. Do religious folk have the same unwavering faith in the great laws of soul force, such as the law of sacrifice, the law of humility, and the law of love? In giving the Beatitudes of the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus spoke with the confident assurance which a scientist has today when he talks of the laws of science. Do we share Jesus' confidence in the laws of the Spirit? Do we act upon those laws which he gave us? Do we know the power of love and joy, the divine blessings produced by faith? Glenn Clark's choice of scripture for today is from the book of Matthew, chapter 5, verse 19. Whosoever therefore shall break one of these least commandments and shall teach them so, he shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. But whosoever shall do and teach them, the same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven.